This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you won't find anybody better doing it, particularly in Kansas City. 610 Sports KC. Check them out, CBS Sports Radio. Carrington Harrison, he's on Twitter at C.Harrison. We welcome him in at this time. Carrington, how you doing, my man? Doing pretty well?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just happy that you guys know who I am.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. tell me this. What is the latest locally from Mahomes, his availability, and kind of the percentage? Will he play at 100%? Where is he health-wise?
I don't think he's going to be 100%, and not just to give you the stock answer that nobody's going to be 100%, but he is dealing with a turf toe injury, so I think that's going to have an effect on the game. But I do expect later today for Andy Reid to announce that Patrick Mahomes is going to play. So he talks at 2 o'clock Eastern. He does his final press conference for the week. Mahomes has practiced in both practices. He practiced on Wednesday. He practiced yesterday in full with a helmet. So I think just based on the level of the injury that he had in last week's game, based on the time that's passed, I think you have to pass the concussion protocol for 5 days. Today would be the 5th day. I expect later today for Andy Reid to announce that Patrick Mahomes is starting for the AFC Championship game.
Okay, Carrington, here's the second most important. What are the conditions going to be? Question the weather. You got Mahomes, you got the weather. What's that going to be like?
I normally try to avoid looking at the weather because it can just only depress you at this time of the year. Like, there's never a situation when you look at the weather in January, like, oh, okay, it's a lot better than I thought. No, it's normally a lot worse than you thought. They are expecting winds, 35-mile-an-hour winds. It's supposed to be cold. It's possibly going to snow. I mean, it's going to be miserable is what it sounds like. And there's nothing that could get me to go to this game. I absolutely hate the cold, so I'm happy that they're showing it on TV.
Carrington Harrison, 6:10 a.m. in Kansas City. Okay, Buffalo gives up the run. Is Kansas City willing to take the run, though? Are they willing to make this into a game that they kind of keep on the ground?
I mean, the last time they played them, they did. I mean, last time that these two teams played, it was the most rush attempts that an Andy Reid team has ever had. They ran the ball 46 times the last time that these two teams played for 246 yards. So if the game plan dictates that it's not a Patrick Mahomes day because of the wind and they got to run the football, I have no question whether or not the Chiefs will run the football in that scenario. Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't play last week against the Browns. I do think he's going to play this week against the Bills. Darrell Williams, their third-string running back, really stepped up. He sort of jumped over Le'Veon Bell, who just isn't really a part of this team at this point.
We know about that here in Pittsburgh, by the way.
Yeah, he had 13 carries for 70 yards in the game. Le'Veon Bell only touched the ball 2 times. Like, they have not used Le'Veon Bell their last 2 games. Like, he's on the team, but he's not on the team, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's too bad. No, things obviously did not end well here, but I don't know. I was kind of hoping that we'd see a little bit from him. But you mentioned Edwards-Helaire. What's his in terms of, you know, percent? I mean, is he going to be not 100, but how close to full strength is he going to be?
I'd probably say it's in the 90 range. I think last week was a little bit of a precaution, but I mean, this is the AFC Championship game. I think it's going to be all hands on deck. I think both teams are going to be probably the healthiest that you could relatively be at this point of the season. So Sammy Watkins didn't play last week. I expect him to play. Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't play last week. I expect him to play. So I think on both sides, these teams are going to be as relatively healthy as you can be. And now, what, week 20 of the NFL season?
Carrington Harrison, 6:10 a.m. in Kansas City. Love having him. Answer me this, because I went back and I watched. They had it on NFL Network just the other day, that first meeting between the Bills and the Chiefs. Is Steve Spagnuolo just going to blitz the heck out of Josh Allen again? Is that the way to make some hay defensively against this Bills team, is kind of just put it on him as much as you can and blitz the heck out of him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Chiefs did a really good job defensively. Now, I think some of it was the weather, because Mahomes wasn't that great. They only had 26 pass attempts the last time that they played him. It was a really windy day, but I think the Kansas City's defense is going to match up really well. If you really go back and look at the Buffalo results, like, find where Buffalo is doing the things offensively to playoff teams that they were doing to non-playoff teams. Like, at the end of the season, Buffalo was rolling over teams, but they weren't putting up these gaudy numbers and these huge numbers against teams that were able to match them defensively. I'm not here selling Kansas City's defense like it's one of the best in the league, but I actually think they match up fairly well against Buffalo. I think this game's going to be like a 35-24 kind of win for Kansas City. I have a lot of respect for Buffalo. I think they're maybe the second-best team in the league, and go back and forth on whether you think the Packers are the second-best team in the league, but I think Kansas City is just better than Buffalo. I think they're better at coaching. They're better at quarterback. I think their offensive weapons are better. I think the Chiefs run the football more effectively. I think their defense is better. Like, I think a lot of advantages are on one side, and I think Buffalo's only chance to win is Josh Allen plays best game of the season and or they force at least two turnovers in this game.
Now, it's been a while since that game, obviously. How have the Chiefs changed for the better, and how have they maybe gotten a little bit worse?
I would say the biggest change is their right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz. He hasn't played since the Bills game, actually. So I think that's probably the biggest change with the team. It's going to sound funny. I think the Chiefs are locked in now, where I thought the Chiefs kind of coasted throughout the regular season. I'm sure you guys had some conversation at some point about the Chiefs have won their 9 straight games by single digits. I think when Kansas City is challenged to go out there and play their A-plus game or go out there and dominate a team, like, I think that's what was happening against Cleveland. I think they were en route to blowing Cleveland out, and then Patrick Mahomes got hurt, and then that plan had ended, and then it just was, hey, let's find a way to win this football game. I don't think we're going to see that this week. I think we're going to see the same Kansas City team that played Baltimore early in the season, where the Chiefs have heard and heard about Buffalo and them being the biggest contender. I think they're going to be locked in a way that we haven't seen in probably 4 months.
Does Eric Bieniemy get that Houston job? Is this his last game in Kansas City? And if he doesn't, is it a travesty?
That's a really good question. I think this is his best chance to be an NFL head coach. And I'm not even saying from the past. I'm saying, like, moving forward. I think if they hire Eric Bieniemy, it is a huge olive branch to Deshaun Watson to say, hey, we messed up the first time, but we want to make this right and hire the coordinator that you would like. If he doesn't get this Houston job, Eric Bieniemy has interviewed for 15 jobs the last 3 seasons. 15. If you haven't got hired by any one of those, I'm just trying to figure out the organization that's eventually going to take the leap and the organization that's eventually going to hire you. So I don't think anybody knows. Like, I would have thought that Eric Bieniemy was going to get the Atlanta job. Now, I don't have any problem with who they hired. I think Arthur Smith's going to be a good head coach in the league, but I thought that Atlanta job just made a lot of sense. I thought the Houston job made a lot of sense, but they didn't interview him the first time. Like, they had an opportunity to interview him from December 23rd up until the Sunday where the Chiefs started preparing for Cleveland, and they never requested an interview. So it's kind of hard to know, was that just to appease Deshaun Watson, or do they see him as a real candidate?
Well, the problem I have in all of this is I think that Eric Bieniemy would absolutely positively coach Arthur Smith off of the field. I mean, I watch what happened with Tennessee's offense. I see Tennessee, but I watch those two offenses, and is it a strike against Eric Bieniemy in that Andy Reid essentially calls the plays? That's all I'm thinking here. I mean,
no, I think that's a very fair question. I do think that's part of it. Like, I give Arthur Smith a lot of credit for Ryan Tannehill. Like, we saw Ryan Tannehill away from Arthur Smith, and we saw exactly how it looked. We then saw him with Arthur Smith, and then we saw the vast improvement. And I'm not going to fault any organization, even though I would like for Bieniemy to get hired. I'm not going to fault any organization for hiring who they think is the under 40-year-old whiz kid quarterback guru. Like, to me, that's probably the direction that the league is heading in. I got a question about Dan Campbell. I got a question about Brandon Staley. I got a question about Joe Judge. Like, tell me what Brandon Staley, who was coaching Division III football 3 years ago, how did he skip the line to be an NFL head coach? Joe Judge, he was the Patriots wide receivers coach last year. You guys think the Patriots wide receivers? Who was he coaching up?
Well, the bite the kneecaps guy is the one that I scratch my head at.
That man is crazy. I was sitting there watching this, and I'm like, hold on. So the Lions fired Matt Patricia to then hire Matt Patricia? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You guys are in the exact same place you just were in.
Why do you suppose, with all these interviews and all his experience, what do you suppose goes wrong during these interviews for Bieniemy?
That is the million-dollar question. I think at this point we have heard at least 15 different reasons why Eric Bieniemy doesn't get hired. It could be race. It could be he doesn't interview well. It could be that he doesn't call the plays. It could be his past. Like, at this point, I've heard so many different things. We've asked so many different people. Nobody can tell me the why. Like, we all identify that it seems a little bit fishy. It's a little bit odd how you can be the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs for 3 years and not get a job. But nobody can tell me exactly what it is, because let's say you buy it so that he doesn't interview well. We had Ian Rappaport on the show on Tuesday. Ian Rappaport, pretty respectable journalist. He's like, yeah, I don't believe that. I don't buy into that. So I don't know who to believe when I hear the why hasn't Eric Bieniemy be hired.
Carrington, nobody better. Carrington Harrison, 6:10 a.m. in Kansas City. We appreciate you, man, as always. Have fun this weekend. Enjoy it. We'll catch up again soon.
I appreciate you guys having me on today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
He is. All right, take care.
Check him out, C. Harrison on Twitter. He's as good as you'll find in this country doing what we do. And he's strong, big takes, good takes, and very, very, very smart guy. So listen to him if you want to get tuned into anything Kansas City. 15 interviews, Jim. 15! For Bieniemy.
It's 5 a year. Yeah, it's curious.
It is. It really is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.